C.J. Tracy is my guest here, not Ron Ewing. I did not know that Coach Tracy was here this morning. He kind of you slipped in on me, Coach Tracy.
I'm a big guy, but I can kind of be sneaky once in a while.
You slipped in, and I didn't know you were here. St. Edmund girls basketball head coach C.J. Tracy is here. You know, I really good to see you, and I've been anticipating it because we talked before the holidays. You're still looking for that first win. And you said something to me that stuck with me, and I don't think it was in a braggadocious type manner or arrogant type way, but I told you that the next time I saw you, I was hoping we would be talking about a St. Edmund win. And you said, I know we'll be talking about a St. Edmund win. And here we are, you know, even though you did drop one last night to Algona, we're talking about the Webster City win where you guys got on the board and broke the losing streak. And, you know, it's one of those deals where you got over the hump. Now you got to build on it.
Yeah, leading up to Christmas break, we were making a lot of progress, you know, little by little, but it was getting there. And you could just tell that we were on the cusp of getting that first win and getting that monkey off of our back. We had two great weeks of practice during Christmas break, so I had a good feeling. And, you know, it was a defensive battle at Webster City. You know, neither team could make a bucket to save their lives, but, you know, our girls fought hard. They played some of the best defense I've seen them play in a long, long time. And, you know, give Webster City credit. They fought hard. Got a lot of second chance opportunities, which is the one thing I told the girls we needed to clean up. But, you know, the look on their faces when I walked in the locker room, that's something I'll never forget.
Yeah, that's special. You know what I mean? Like, it was something where I know that you believed that you guys were going to get over the hump. And I think when you guys did, it sent a message to them that this is really real.
Right.
You know, now it's really real. Like, because a lot of those players that you have, you know, weren't on the last St. Edmund team that had, you know, had a win. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you've got some players that haven't experienced that. So now to know that it's really real and it can be achieved, I think that's a very powerful thing for your mentality.
Yeah, and we told the girls now, you know, you get that elusive first win, you know. Now we can kind of play a little more carefree and play a little more relaxed. And maybe that was the wrong term to use because I thought we came out a little too relaxed last night.
Okay.
You know, we didn't come out with that same fire and that same intensity that we saw from the girls on Monday night. But it's fixable. I mean, it's something that's fixable and something we can adjust. And, you know, we'll get a couple more, you know.
Sure.
And it's just going to continue to build. It's that snowball effect. We got the one. I have a very strong feeling that we're going to get a handful more before the season's over.
And, of course, you know, this week you'll come in with three games this week, so you've got some opportunities here. And Eagle Grove coming up on Monday night, I think, is one where if you play well, I think you've got a chance of taking that one on Monday night.
Yeah. I mean, Eagle Grove, they're solid. You know, they're aggressive. I was kind of sitting over here at one of the tables watching a little bit of film, you know, while I was waiting. And our big thing is we just got to control what we can control, and we've got to take care of the basketball. You know, the turnovers are down from last year, but we're still averaging a little too many for me. You know, we're averaging about 16, 17 a game over the past month, which, you know, is good for this group because last year they averaged about 28.
But
so, you know, we've cut those down, but if we can keep it under 15, you know.
Got a better chance of winning
right.
the ball game for sure.
The more shots we can get off, the more we're going to make. And so we just, get, you know, if we take care of the basketball and play, you know, intense defense like we did Monday against Webster City, we're going to put ourselves in some good positions.
Now, last night against Algona, you know, you dropped that game to them, and you mentioned kind of coming out a little maybe too relaxed in that game. You had a little trouble in terms of defensively last night with them. Aaliyah Perry for them at 29, 15 in the second half. How did she get going in the second half? What do you feel like you maybe should have done better there?
Well, I mean, she got started early. She got the first two buckets and then, you know, was quiet for a while. You know, we were trying to front her and we didn't get in front of her quick enough. And then when she did catch the ball in the post, we were sitting on the wrong shoulder because she always turns to her left. because okay. she's right-handed, so okay. she wants to go that way.
Left shoulder, yep.
We just, I mean, even with the Etherington girl, you know, we didn't take away the strong hand well enough and move our feet like we should have. You know, she had.
That sounds like something that you probably said 100 times
right.
on Wednesday and Thursday, too.
But, I mean, she didn't score in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, I was pleased with our defensive effort, with our intensity in the fourth quarter, because we were down 26 at one point. There was about a 3.5-minute stretch where we just turned up the intensity and, you know, we cut that lead down to 14. Just like that, you know, we were attacking the basket more. So it's a case of understanding, you know, girls' tendencies or the other team's tendencies.
Sure.
You know, we let Etherington go right all night. They have a couple lefties we let go left. We, you know, we let Perry catch the ball in the post and go to her left so she could finish on the right. You know, with just the little things that we didn't do correctly last night. And so something we got to clean up going into this week because, you know, you get Eagle, which I think if we play well and take care of the basketball, we've got a chance. Thursday we get Manson, same scenario. And then Friday, Clear Lake, you know, they're always tough. But if we can take care of the basketball, at least give yourself an opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, if you win the two going into that, too, that creates momentum, you know, and who right. knows what you get on Friday. But, yeah, I do feel that you've got a pretty good shot here this week. C.J. Tracy's my guest, the head coach of girls basketball at St. Edmund. You know, last night, Coach Kirsten Clark with 9 for you, Leah Neverman had 8. You're still kind of looking to get that consistent double-figure scoring out of some players, aren't you?
Right. You know, Leah had a lot of shots last night. It was just, you know, one of those nights. I think she ended up 3 of 13 from the floor. Kirsten right now is playing some unbelievable basketball. She had 2 awesome weeks of Christmas break practices. You know, she's attacking the basket. She's getting her hands on passes defensively. She's just reading the floor really well right now. And if, you know, she hit her first 3 last night, she didn't play last year. And so the game experience, you know, now that she's back in the flow, is starting to show. She was attacking the basket. She was getting her hands on time. I mean, she did a lot of good. She's been doing a lot of good things lately. She started out a little slow at Webster City. I talked to her a little bit at halftime and, you know, told her about her, how awesome she was over Christmas break. And that's the Kirsten we needed during games.
Sure.
And, yeah, that showed up in the second half. I mean, she took control of that game late, you know, hit a running floater to tie it. Took care of the basketball, attacked the basket. I mean, she's been playing really, really well, and if she continues that, you know, it's going to just make our team that much stronger.
Sure, and I think that's a good read by you of knowing, you know, what buttons to push, so to speak, and how to kind of get her going, too.
Right.
You know, I think that's a lot of it. You know, people talk about you can be good at X's and O's, you can be good at a lot of things, but if you can't handle, if you're not good with the human element of how to motivate people and how to understand how to motivate them, because different people are different.
Right.
You know, some players, you need to yell at them. They don't think you're serious till you start yelling. Other players will go into a shell shock state if you yell at them, and it's not helping you or them or anybody else. So I think that was a good understanding of what you needed to do to kind of motivate that particular player, you know. And that's something that, you know, I think is lost on a lot of people, and I think that it is very much a big part of being successful.
You know, and that's the thing. These girls, I told them last night, sometimes they're just too nice. They need to develop an edge and get a little chip on their shoulder. You know, a lot of the teams we play, you know, Southeast Valley, South Hamilton last night, you know, they were ball games we could have won, but we weren't the aggressor. We let everything come to us. And so we've got to develop that edge or, you know, light that fire under us that gets us motivated and gets us going.
Right.
We need to become the aggressors and we need to start attacking. We need to play more aggressive defense. You know, last night, you know, a real positive from last night, I stayed up till about 1 this morning watching the game film. Because that's just my mentality. I can't sleep after something like that.
All right.
We had, I think it was like 14 offensive rebounds. So we were giving ourselves the second chance opportunities. We weren't taking them away from the other team like we want to.
Sure.
So, you know, a step in the right direction is we're crashing the boards. We know we're not great shooters.
But.
So we got to have as many opportunities as possible. And we did, we had like, I think, I can't remember if it was 11 or 14, but we had double-digit offensive rebounds. And so that's something to build off of.
Sure.
You know, if we can get our second chance opportunities and eliminate the others and eliminate the turnovers, we're going to be right there at the end of every single ball game.
Yep. That's definitely going to put you in the right direction, and it's going to also, you know, kind of come back to creating the extra possession, you know, theory like that. The Pat Summit, you know, game of possession theory. That's my thing. I boil everything down into one number, and right. That number is extra possession.
Right.
Because if you give me extra possessions, I'll win 85% of my game.
Right.
I mean, that is simple, man.
Well, I mean, even, you know, you miss a shot, you get the ball back, you're going to have a chance to shoot the ball again. You know, and percentages are, you know, statistics don't lie.
Yeah.
You know, the percentage is eventually you're going to make one.
Yeah. You would. You definitely think that you're gonna hit one. And there again, if you, you know, create more turnovers than you commit, then you're in a good position there, too. I think at the high school level, that extra possession number is the most important thing, because I think in college you can see examples of where maybe that doesn't work, because that extra possession number, the margin is usually slim. And to me, college basketball is all about shooting the ball.
Right.
Like, if you come out and you shoot the ball well, you're going to win. If you don't, you're going to lose. Right. Like, that's pretty much the game. Like, creating good shots and making them. At the high school level, I think it's more about who creates the more extra possessions.
See, and I like that statistic, and my other favorite one is deflections. If you can get a tip pass on the defensive end, you're going to make that offensive player think about throwing that again.
True. Deflections are big, and, you know, a lot of college staffs, going back to Rick Pitino at Providence and then Kentucky, and, you know, a lot of college staffs chart deflections. You know, that's something that gets lost sometimes that people don't realize is, you know, that they have, there's a reason for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get in a tip ball, you create different angles. You also create the opportunity for maybe for you to steal it, too, if you tip it.
I mean, with that deflection, even if it's not a steal, that offensive player is going to remember that you tip that pass last time, and they're going to throw it at a different angle, or, you know, they may not even throw it. They may fake it, and who knows what will happen. But
true.
I love the deflection stats.
Yeah, and, you know, Chris Beard at Texas Tech, the head coach there, he's big on deflections. They have the deflections. What is it? A necklace for deflections, the guy who has the most deflections in a game, and then a championship wrestling belt for the guy with the most rebounds or something like that that they do that, you know, is all part of that, a whole deal. So that's a good point, too, and I'm glad you brought that up. That's you're appealing to the basketball nerd in me when you start to talk about deflections and things of that nature. You know, you guys are moving in the right direction, Coach. Like, I think everybody knows that. I think people are excited now about St. Edmund girls basketball. There's some reason to be positive now. You guys really are starting to work yourself to where you want to be. I know you still you've got a ways to go, and you and I both know that, and you're still working on that. But man, where you are now as opposed to the beginning of the season, you know, it's a long way.
You know, it's just these girls that you put on the floor. They work hard every day in practice. Not everybody gets to see it. You know, they see the games. And I'm kind of excited now that the governor's lifted those regulations so more people can come and watch these girls play, because the work that they've put in, you know, they deserve to have fans in the stands.
Sure.
I'm kind of excited for it, you know, to be able to have more people in the gym so that I can see what these girls are doing. But like I said, you know, we see it every single day in practice. They're working hard. They want to be successful. I mean, all I got to do is just motivate them. That's something I got to work on, because right now I got to get them going a little more in games. You know, we've been getting off to some slow starts, and so I tried something a little new last night. You know, I had divided them up into two groups of five and went five in, five out. I said, you got 2.5, 3 minutes, play your tail off. And then the next five's coming, and it didn't work. You know, it's an experiment I had to try. So we'll see what we're going to do moving forward. I mean, we got a game Monday, so not much time between now and then. So we'll get things squared away and hopefully get off, you know, we got to get off to better starts.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, sometimes that's a hard thing to solve as to why that issue is that issue and how to solve it. You know, sometimes you think about, okay, maybe it's maybe I changed the travel routine. Maybe I changed the practice routine going in a little bit, you know, doing a little bit of different things to try to find the answer there. And I'll tell you, you mentioned five at a time, platoon style or whatever. I've seen a lot of people experiment with it and do it, and I've seen two people that were successful with it. For me, it's never worked. But I know of two coaches at the high school level who are very successful with it, one of them being a really close friend of mine who coaches in Oklahoma. But he's got the personnel to do right. that. So it's one of those deals where it's hard to do unless you really have the depth to be able to do it.
Well, and I thought we'd, you know, I was thinking we do. You know, we've got 10 girls that I can trust to put on the floor. There's a little difference, but not a lot of difference between 1 and 10.
Sure.
You know, and so I thought it was something I would try, and, you know, it didn't work. So we'll make adjustments and do change it up going forward.
Sometimes, too, it takes the players a little time to get used to that, too. Yeah. You know, it's hard in a three-minute stretch or whatever. It's hard really to get in a rhythm, you know.
Especially at the beginning of the game when both teams are fresh.
Oh. Trying to fill each other out.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's something that, you know, I don't blame you for trying it. My experience with it has never worked for me, but more power to you if it works for you, then do it. John Smith, the legendary head coach down at Great Falls, South Carolina, won 9 state championships doing that with his boys' teams. So it worked for him, and I would never tell him not to do it because he won, I think, 800 games in his career. So, you know, and 9 titles. So it worked out well for him, but I think he's the exception and not really the rule, at least in my experience. This week, Coach Tracy, I mean, it's a big week for you guys. I really think that this is right now probably the biggest week that you've had in the season. I think it's important.
It is. You know, we got that first win on Monday against Webster City. We've got, you know, we didn't play extremely well last night. As I watched the film, we didn't play as bad as I thought. You know, we eliminate a few turnovers and clean up things on the defensive end, and we'll be okay. If we can build off that 3.5-minute stretch from the fourth quarter last night where we played hard and played with great intensity, you know, and cut that lead in half, basically, moving forward, you know, I think we're going to get some good things to happen this week. I mean, we go – again, it's 3 road games, you know, so it's going to be a challenge. You know, those bus rides can get boring. Those bus rides can get tiring. I know it's only like 25 minutes to Eagle Grove, 30 to Manson. Then you get that hour and a half long trip to Clear Lake. But could be some late nights. Hopefully, you know, we just got to continue to talk to the girls about eating right, and making sure we're getting sleep, drinking plenty of water. Because, you know, the opportunity is there this week to do some good things and hopefully gain some momentum to, you know, we got 2 home games the following week. So,
yeah,
you know, gain some momentum going into those.
Yeah, sure. What do you think the keys are Monday night at Eagle Grove?
It's the same thing I preach to the girls every night. We got to take care of the basketball, and we got to play solid defense. You know, we got to play solid, consistent defense. I thought we did it Monday night outside of allowing Webster City to get some second-chance opportunities. Last night, we just weren't consistent, you know, on the defensive end. Our closeouts were not good.
We were good in stretches, but right. You weren't good collectively.
It wasn't start, you know, we didn't have 5 girls on the floor, even one second half when I, you know, went 5 girls and just rotated a couple at a time. You know, we didn't have 5 girls on the floor playing solid, consistent defense enough.
Got it.
So if we can clean that up and take care of the basketball, we're going to put ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, and I believe that, too.
Monday night, catch St. Eben at Eagle Grove. You can hear that game right here on Sunday, 99.7. KC Miners will have the call for you on Monday night. And Coach C.J. Tracy, St. Eben girls basketball coach, been my guest here. And Coach, good to catch up with you. And you emailed me earlier this week. And you were at the Fort Dodge game the other night because you guys were off on Tuesday night. And you said, I was looking for you and I couldn't find you. And that was because I was way up in the press box. The setup at senior high is one of those where it takes a little effort to get up to the press box there. So that was where I was at. And had I known you were going to be there, I would have let you know where I was at. Now, I don't think you wanted to come up there where I was at because it's a climb.
Well, you know, I've never been up there, but yeah, we had Tuesday night off. My youngest plays over there at senior high.
Bo Tracy.
Yeah, and so every opportunity I get, I'll, you know, even if, like, we have a home game, they have a home game as soon as mine's done. I think I did it in December. So mine was done. I headed over and watched. So, yeah, you know, coaching in one school, being a parent at another is a challenge.
It's tough.
It is a challenge, but, you know, like last night, Dodgers were in Mason City. Bo asked if we were going. I'm like, sorry, bud, I can't. You know, I got an away game myself. But I did, you know, when I was done with everything I was doing, I watched, I think it was most of the second quarter and the second half on the live stream.
Oh, yeah, on the stream. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was difficult. Mason City's floor and Dodgers' gray uniforms. It was extremely difficult to tell who was who as I was watching it.
And, you know, you picked a good game to come to Tuesday night as far as in terms of as a parent, because right. Bo played the most he's played all year on Tuesday right. night. And knocked down two threes right off the rip. And I love that when a guy who doesn't get to play much comes in, and especially in a game where it's already put away.
Right.
You know, shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Like, come in and shoot the ball. And that's exactly what he did, and he made them.
Well,
you know?
He's been around me too much because my philosophy is, you know, as a coach, if you're open, shoot it.
Yeah.
You know, and he shot a third one and missed it, but he was shooting it before he had the ball.
Oh, he was heat check at that point. That's what I said on the broadcast. Like, he was in heat check, you know, to see exactly how hot am I. Like, am I in the zone right now or not?
And it wasn't too far off. But
no, it wasn't.
But I told him, I said, dude, your hands were going up yeah. to shoot before you even had the ball.
They certainly were. He was cocked and loaded before it even got there. You were right about that. C.J. Tracy's been my guest, Coach. Good to visit with you. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you down the road, hopefully next week, and be talking about some good basketball and another W or two, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to get these girls going, and I'll be back next week, and we'll be talking about a couple wins here for sure.
C.J. Tracy, St. Edmund girls basketball coach. Coach, thanks for the time this